Speaking of
like this guy
you,
does.
Speaking of giving you the best chance to win, ladies and gentlemen, now batting for the Dodgers. joining us on the Swartz Culleton guest line is our friend, former Philly, now with the Dodgers, Chase Utley. Chase, good afternoon. How are you?
Guys, I'm doing well. How are you guys? It's been a long time.
It's been too long, and we thank you for calling in. We appreciate you for calling in, and I guess the first thing is you just couldn't leave it at 9-2, could you? You had to go one more. You had to.
Oh, man, last night was an exciting night. It was a ton of fun. It was obviously very cool to be back playing in the stadium, obviously, in the wrong dugout, according to Philly fans, but it was still a lot of fun.
I don't know if it was the wrong dugout, according to Philly's fans, Chase. I couldn't tell that, my friend. But, in all seriousness, you said pregame that you hope you could keep your emotions out of it. And it looked like you did, but that was a two-minute sustained standing ovation, which the likes of which we haven't seen since last summer with Jimmy, and it might have been longer than Jimmy's. What was going through your mind when you heard that and experienced it?
You know, it's hard to really describe. You know, I was kind of anticipating an ovation, but not nearly that long and that loud. And I mean, it was so cool. It was that at bat went by extremely fast. I just wanted to do my best. I haven't seen any footage of what it looked like, but I just wanted to do my best to show appreciation, try to, you know, just show my appreciation to the fans because they've treated me so well for a long time.
Well, watching you play here throughout your career, we as fans got to know just how much of a meticulous, preparational type of a player you are. And you get laser-like focused and you got your routines you go through. I guess a question I would have is coming back here, this is obviously not any old visiting team you're going to. Did it get you out of your preparation any, knowing that you were coming back here? Was there anything that was odd that you had to sort of deal with coming back to Philly for the first time other than going somewhere else to play?
Yeah, it was definitely different for sure. I spent much more time doing interviews prior to the game. I also signed way more autographs than I would normally sign during a game. Usually I use that time right before games to get loose and warm, I've been loose for ever since I woke up yesterday morning. So spent some time signing some autographs, and just, you know, it was emotional. That I think I said last night that first at bat, no joke, it was probably the most nervous I've ever been in the batter's box in my life. So I was appreciative of the support. But I was happy when it was over, for sure.
Yeah, distracting for you? I mean, the at-bat in particular following the ovation?
Oh, 100%, 100%. I wanted to do so well for the fans, and it kind of takes you out of your comfort zone, if you will. But that's okay. Mm-hmm. It was well worth it.
You doffed your helmet and pointed, I believe, at Ryan. I don't know, were there specific gestures for specific players, or were you gesturing to the fans? Which was it?
All the above. I think I'm trying to remember exactly what I did. I think I gestured to the dugout, gestured to Ryan, obviously to the fans around the stadium, or at least that's what I think I did in my head.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the replay, but that was the goal.
Well, also, we have heard former Phillies teammates quoted that after they left the Phillies, that you didn't even know them when they were like, if they were on second base and there was a timeout, you wouldn't even talk to them. Did you bend that rule a little bit when you returned to Philadelphia?
Yeah.
I mean, you were talking to Ryan, right?
Yeah, I was talking to Ryan. Listen, Ryan's been my teammate for a long, long time. We're good friends. So, yeah, I'm always going to say hi to him. I think maybe you're referring to Aaron Rowan. I remember Aaron Rowan came back, and he was on second base, and I was pretending to be mad at him, even though I wasn't. But, I wanted to show that I wasn't going to give in. But yeah, it was cool. I talked to Ryan before the game a little bit and when I was on first base. And as much as I don't like opposing teams hitting homers off our pitchers, I was happy to see him hit a home run.
Mm-hmm. That game had to have a weird feeling last night because this fan base has the mentality that you have as well, especially when it comes to opposing teams or opposing players. But I guess you also recognize that you got a guy who you sort of went to battle with for so many years, and you guys went to World Series together. You won a World Series together, so you're going to be linked together. You can't help but be happy for him. Do you feel like, at least for the adulation that the fans were showing you last night, for a hardcore fan base like this is, even they were willing to get a little bit out of character and show you that appreciation, even though it was to the detriment of their home team? Did that seem a little weird last night to you?
The whole night was, starting from just showing up at the stadium, walking by the home clubhouse, going to the visitors clubhouse that I've never spent any time in, and just being on the third base dugout, wearing blue instead of red. The whole night was different. Obviously, very, very cool, very appreciative of how the fans treated me. I didn't anticipate a curtain call, if you will. And then to have two was crazy, totally crazy. My teammates were giving me flack about it, but the whole experience was truly unbelievable.
Well, the first curtain call everybody thought was really cool. The second curtain call, that is the subject of some controversy in Philadelphia. So because there's some observers.
Know like, how we do.
You know how we roll, man. I mean, you're the enemy now, baby. And so, but you had a look of kind of annoyance on your face, like, come on, man, I just did this before. Your teammates really had to prod you into doing that, right?
Well, they did. They did. There was one thing, the last thing I want to do is be disrespectful to the Phillies team. That's the last thing I want to do. Those are situations that you never really put yourself in, and I wanted to do what I thought the fans wanted, but at the same time, I didn't want to disrespect the Phillies team, and I hope they aren't disrespected. I don't think they are, but I just hope they aren't.
No, you couldn't have seen the Phillies dugout, but certainly a lot of guys that you play with and some that you didn't play with, and they were all on their feet applauding you last night as you stepped up to the bat for the first time, so the moment, far from lost. On the Phillies dugout.
You ready to do it again tonight, Chase? This is going to happen again tonight.
We're going to definitely start the preparation as soon as I get off the phone with you guys.
All right, so sure. just a couple more, because I want to know, when you hit a home run like that, let alone two, one of them's a grand slam, and you got that steely, gaze on your face as you're rounding the bases, are you really like, I just hit a home run? What are you feeling? So we know when we watch you now what's actually going on inside.
Mike, let me think here. What am I feeling? Obviously, you're excited. You're pumped up, hitting a home run. There's not many greater feelings than hitting a home run. So yeah, obviously, I'm excited inside. I'm probably smiling inside. But you've been around me long enough. So try to keep a game face at all times. It's been good and bad. Whether some people like it or not, that's just the way that I've done it and the way I feel most comfortable going about it. But yeah, I'm definitely smiling inside for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get those private moments, I know you're with the Dodgers now and you guys are in a pennant race and you got postseason you got to worry about. I don't know how much you get a chance to reflect back on your time here. I know when you come back here to play now, it certainly brings up memories. What are some of those memories? What are some of those first things that come to your mind about the time that you had playing here in Philadelphia?
There's so many. I don't even know where to start, but I'd probably say, winning the World Series here at home was pretty special feeling. I can go back to Kevin Millwood's no-hitter at the Vet. I remember that. I remember my first hit. These things stand out. I remember the day that Bobby Abreu was traded. There's so many different things that come up when I think about this ballpark and the teams that we were on. Just overall, it's probably just the friendships that I've built over the years with some of the coolest guys that spent a lot of time in that clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. One more from me, which is when you look at the game tonight and you look at the way this team has been playing, and you got a loaded lineup and rotation, you're pretty certain that you're World Series bound, or are you going to win the pennant, or what's the take in the locker room?
Well, I think there's no certainties, but I think we all have the same mindset, and that's to get to the postseason. We've as a team, we've battled a lot of adversity, a lot of injuries this year, which is, I think, fairly abnormal for the amount that we've had, and we've still been able to kind of battle through when guys are out of the lineup or pitchers are being hurt, and I think that's a good sign of things to come. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's some similarities with this Dodgers team that and the good Phillies teams I was on, for sure.
Yeah, at 37, you say you wanted to play next year. How many more years do you want to play?
Yeah, well, at this point, it's one at a time, for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm still enjoying it, though. I still feel like I can be productive and contribute. And so we'll see. I don't know, but try to finish out this year strong, and then we'll go from there. But yeah, I plan on playing next year for sure.
Was Jen and the family here last night?
Yep. Yeah, Jen. The boys are here. The boys are crazy. They're awesome. They're growing up fast. It's a lot of fun spending time with them for sure.
I guess I would have one final baseball question for you, Chase. Mm-hmm. We're on with the Phillies great Chase Utley. When you look at the Phillies and where they are now, I remember you last year before you being traded talked about, you know, doing whatever the organization thought was right and what would help the organization moving forward. When you look at this team right now and sort of project, I guess, where they could be, you feel like the Phillies are in a good position, headed in the right direction. You saw the way you guys were at the beginning of your run. Does it look like they're headed back in that direction when you look at the ball club right now?
Well, I think they definitely have some really good young talent, for sure. I know some are here at the big league level, and I think there's some guys waiting for their chance at this level in, you know, Double A and Triple A. So from that aspect, you have to like their chances. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they have to continue to. You know, one thing that we were good at, we as a team, I felt back in, you know, 06, 07, 08, is that we all wanted to improve. We wanted to be the best player we can be. And if these guys on this team now and the young guys coming up, if they have that same attitude, I think they'll be all right.
Mm-hmm. Chase, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Best of luck the rest of the way. Don't hurt him too bad, please, tonight. I mean, you know, have a great game, but come on now, man. Be fair.
I hear you. You know what I'm saying?
And best to Jen and the boys, and we thank you always for joining us. And I agree with everybody else. Chase Utley, Philly forever.